to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul charges Timothy to be ready to preach at a moment's notice. Some of our greatest opportunities come when we least expect them. Timothy's not just to preach, but preach the word. Today's church has no shortage of preachers, but what do most preach? Do we preach what people want to hear or what God wants said? Paul predicts a time when men will lose their taste for truth and preachers will cater to their selfish taste buds. Self-help and self-esteem, not sound doctrine, fill some sermons. Where's the beef? Paul knows his life is almost over, but he leaves this world with no regrets. He fought a good fight. No shortcuts, no loopholes, no punches below the belt. Paul did God's work, God's way. He also refused to give up. He finished the race and kept the faith. It's easy to experience a burst of faith that fades over time, but Paul's faith lasted for the long haul. Paul lived his life on earth for a crown in heaven. Now he's ready for his reward. Oh, that you and I might stand on the threshold of eternity and look back on our lives with no regrets. Even in Paul's final hours, his desire was to study Scripture. He asked for his cloak to warm his body and his books to warm his soul. Paul closes by commenting on his companions. Luke was consistent, Demas was carnal. Other friends left him, but Jesus never did, and he'll never leave you, even in the shadow of death.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BY-CHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.